Contents. Note about the story, page 9. Before reading questions, page 10. Chapter 1. How the Story Began by Walter Hartwright, page 11. Chapter 2. A New Life at Limeridge House by Walter Hartwright, page 17. Chapter 3. Sad Days at Limeridge House by Walter Hartwright, page 25. Chapter 4. A Statement by Vincent Gilmore, the Fairley Family Solicitor, page 31. Chapter 5. From Limeridge to Blackwater. Pages from Marion Halcombe's Diary, page 36. Chapter 6. Secrets and Spies. Pages from Marion Halcombe's Diary, page 46. Chapter 7. In which several different witnesses give statements, page 55. Chapter 8. My Return to England by Walter Hartwright, page 59. Chapter 9. The Fall of Percival Glyde by Walter Hartwright, page 68. Chapter 10. A Letter from Mrs. Catherick, page 77. Chapter 11. Winter Turns to Spring by Walter Hartwright, page 80. Chapter 12. The Mysterious Count Fosco by Walter Hartwright, page 83. Chapter 13. A Plan is Made by Walter Hartwright, page 88. Chapter 14. A Statement by Count Isidore Fosco of St. John's Wood, page 93. Chapter 15. The Story Comes to an End by Walter Hartwright, page 98. During reading questions, page 102. After reading questions, page 107. Exercises, page 108. Project work, page 116. Essay questions, page 118. Glossary, page 121.